Right, kind of like Grand Canyon on a minute, on a minuscule basis.
Well, can't think of what I would call it right now.
Okay, well, let me ask you about this one. Maybe just a place in the land that's been washed out by heavy rainfall. Maybe on the side of the road or out in the woods somewhere.
Oh, it's eroded. Washed away.
Do you have a name for the place itself?
I think you'd call that a cavern.
What would you call a gully? Or would you use that word?
Well, okay, maybe a gully. Yeah.
Okay, what I was describing just then?
Yeah.
All right, now the word ravine, would you ever use that?
No, not too much of any.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a bit of fresh water flowing along around here? That would be a
bit of a stream.
Okay. Now, is there anything is possible to have flowing water smaller than a stream, fresh water?
I guess you'd have a spring, you know, right. It starts off at a very small point, you know, more above than 1,000 feet.
That'd be as small as it gets.
I suppose.
Okay. Now, what would be larger than a stream?
Not too really sure as to what the difference is between a spring and a brook. In my opinion, a brook would be maybe a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm. Brook as big as it gets?
No, it would probably get to a tributary from a river and then the river itself, I guess.
Okay, do people around here say creek?
Yeah, so.
Where would that fit in?
I really don't know. I guess it would be bigger than a brook.
Smaller.
It's smaller than a river. It could be a tributary leading to a lake or something of that sort. Mm-hmm.
And you call it a creek?
Okay.
Do the creeks or bayous around here named the freshwater?
Yes. They're all named.
Do you remember? Could you rattle off a few?
Well, you've got Barrett Creek, you've got Wetaffle Creek, you've got Auto Creek. And those are some that I remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call a slight elevation in the land? You say you're going up a little
hill.
All right. Now this thing right here, you'd call that a...
It's a doorknob.
All right. Around here, do you ever hear people use the word knob to mean hill?
Not too much.
Okay. Something a great deal bigger than a hill, that would be
a mountain.
Okay. What about the rocky side of a mountain that drops off very sharp? That'd be a
cliff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, the plural of that, you would say two.
Cliffs.
Okay. Are you familiar with perhaps a low place in the mountains where a road might go across?
A hollow?
Okay. Now, the word I'm looking for, the old gunfighters, whenever they shot a person, supposedly they carved one of these in the handle of their pistol.
Notch.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Would you ever use that to mean a low place in the mountains? No, okay.
I don't have to admit mountains.
Be true. Okay. What about a place where boats stop and unload their freight? You'd call that a
harbor.
Okay, anything else?
Could be a marina.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you ever say wharf?
Yes, I could say wharf, yes.
You have what you would consider wharfs around here?
Yeah, well, yeah, but we don't say wharf too much.
A marina?
It's a marina, yeah.
A dock here?
Yeah, dock, yeah.